Editor's note. This article originally appeared on Oakville News on October 17. At a news conference in Oakville this week, the Government of Canada reported a 19% reduction in auto theft nationwide for 2024, attributed to the National Action Plan on Combating Auto Theft. Oakville MP Anita Anand gave the update to reporters alongside MP Pam DeMoff and other officials at the Halton Regional Police Services 20 Division in Oakville on October 16, 2024. The announcement highlighted that the Canada Border Services Agency, CBSA, has intercepted over 1,900 stolen vehicles at rail yards and ports this year, including 620 in the Greater Toronto Area, GTA, alone. According to the Insurance Bureau of Canada, auto theft across the country has declined by 19% in the first half of 2024 compared to the same period in 2023. According to Anand, the feds are working to update regulations and anti-theft measures that will result in a decline in auto theft as well as consequences for criminals. Still, DeMoff says people should stop pointing fingers at the federal government. When we see that auto theft rates are declining, we know that we're taking steps in the right direction, said Anand in a news release following the announcement. Our government is fighting to keep Canadians safe and implementing our action plan, including exploring new anti-theft technologies, regulatory updates, and improving port security, she continued. Anita Anand, president of the Treasury Board and Minister of Transport at the Halton Regional Police Services 20 Division in Oakville on October 16, 2024. Ben Brown, Oakville News. Reporters questioned the panel about action to address offenders being released on bail and stricter penalties. Said MP DeMoff, "One of the frustrations that I have had is that all fingers point to the federal government. We've heard repeatedly that it's on our government that criminals are getting out, they're committing these thefts, that we change the bail provisions," she continued. DeMoff went on to explain that in 2010, 59% of people who went into the court were held on bail, while today that number is 80%. Those are people that under the law are considered innocent, so keep that in mind, said DeMoff, who also went on to explain that Bill C-75 has not led to a decrease in the number of people held on bail since its implementation in 2018. Federal officials repeatedly emphasized to reporters that the Ontario government needs to do more, with MP Pam DeMoff stating it often feels like the provincial government gets a pass. Reporters asked the panel about legislation not being passed to fix auto theft in a way that would give residents a consistent sense of security in their own homes. Said Anand, "We need each level of government to take action within their sphere of jurisdiction, and as I said, the federal government is taking action in its sphere of jurisdiction, being the criminal law of the country." Anand then shifted focus to the provincial government, saying, "We need judges taking desensitization training, we need jails and courthouses to be adequately funded, those are two solid areas where we should see provincial government step up." A reporter asked the panel how residents can feel safe based on Wednesday's announcement about the results of the National Action Plan. Said Milton MP Adam Van Couverden, "We're all drivers too, we all have those worries as well of our families going through something like that, that's why we're here today. There has been significant progress thanks to our law enforcement teams right across the country and because of changes to our legislation, and because other levels of government are taking this seriously, that progress is important but it's not finished yet." He explained that the safest thing anyone can do is park their car inside or use a steering wheel lock. According to a news release from the federal government, the following milestones have been achieved through the action plan. Changes to the criminal code to provide additional tools for law enforcement and prosecutors to address auto theft, including the addition of new offenses targeting the use of violence in the commission of a vehicle theft and links to organized crime, as well as offenses for the possession or distribution of electronic tools used to commit auto theft and laundering proceeds of crime for the benefit of a criminal organization. These changes strengthen an already robust framework to address organized crime and auto theft. Enhancements to intelligence and information sharing between municipal, provincial, federal and international police and customs officials. Expansion of scanning technology, data analytics and targeting to increase the examination of shipping containers, including the deployment of additional scanning technology in the Greater Toronto Area. Launch of up-to-date specialized anti-auto theft training for law enforcement, delivered by the Canadian Police College. Radio Communication Act amendments to regulate the sale, distribution, and importation of radio devices used for auto theft. Establishment of a National Intergovernmental Working Group on Auto Theft to coordinate actions, monitor progress and explore new initiatives to combat auto theft and transnational organized crime. New supports for the development of early-stage, pre-commercial, anti-theft technologies. The federal government's official opposition, in a press release, claimed that Halton's violent crime has increased up 26% since 2015, and Halton's auto thefts have increased 358% in the last 9 years. No sources, however, were provided for either of those statistics. Ben Brown contributed additional reporting to this story.